Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Another Back on the Ranch show right here with Making Eight, your official voice of BuckersNow.com. And I'm telling you what, we are fired up. Wow. Wow. What a big weekend it has been. I'm telling you, we've had some ups and downs. We've had some good, we've had some bad, and we've had some ugly. So, with that, let's go ahead and bring in my co-host for the night. That's right, the lovely Miss Kelly. Miss Kelly, welcome back on the ranch.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
I know you are, and I'm telling you what, we had a pretty good weekend.
We did.
We had an adventure last night going to see the PBR, and we're going to talk about that here in the show. You guys are not going to want to miss that. If you guys missed our tweets last night, or my tweets, I should say, it was quite entertaining. So we'll talk about that just a little bit. I, of course, am getting ready to pack a bag. We've got stuff to do because we're getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning to go take me to the airport.
We are.
What are you going to do a whole week without me?
Oh, you don't want to know.
Yeah. No, you're not going to have me running around like a chicken with my head cut off trying to get these shows put together and all that. So,
relax and enjoy my week without you.
Yeah. We have got one of our Making Eight Maniacs that was actually just there in New York today joining us here on the show. And I think we've got a couple more with us here on the phone. So, want to welcome you guys in. Thanks for taking the time to jump on board here with us. We are glad that you guys are here, most definitely. We've got a lot to talk about, though, tonight. We really do. The PBR, that's right, their 2011 season is now officially underway. And I'm telling you, you know, it is exciting. Like I said, we had, you know, we had the good, we had the bad, and we had the ugly this weekend. So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a lot more about it. So don't go anywhere, Making Eight fans. You guys are listening to the Back on the Ranch show with Making Eight, your official voice of Buckers Now. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
It's Friday night and
Welcome back on the ranch with Making Eight, your official voice of Buckers Now. That's right. And we had to throw that song out there because we did see a lot of good, We saw a lot of bad. We saw a lot of ugly out this weekend. So we're going to get right into it. Kelly is back here with us. She's been kind of my saving grace. But first off, let's talk about our adventure. You know, we got the tweets from our Making Eight Maniacs out there. My God, y'all are wonderful. Did a fantastic job all weekend long. Miss Shannon, Taylor Truck and Auto, I'm telling you, you know, not only is she a big supporter of Making Eight, but she is a huge PBR fan and did a fantastic job all weekend keeping everybody up to date to what was going on out there. It was great. But really, I mean, you know, We got the tweets on Friday, and last night I said, you know what, we're going to go out, we're going to enjoy the night, and we're going to watch it out, you know, and about. We decided we're going to go to Applebee's, we're going to use our Christmas gift cards, We call ahead of time to see if we could get a table reserved by a TV. They say, oh, yeah, we can accommodate you. No problem. So we get down there. We explain to the front, you know, the girl at the behind the counter, told her what was going on. She said, as long as you don't mind a high-top table, we said, we'll wait for one. So we get down there. We get fired up. We get ready to go and get seated. We even get drinks, and we get an appetizer starting right off. And the manager comes over and says, no, we're not going to change the channel. I was livid. I'm like, dude, there's two people. There's us and one other table, you know, that can view this TV, and you're going to tell us you can't switch it over to Versus. I mean, come on, really. It's bull riding. So while the manager was there, I took his name. We're going to boycott Applebee's. I'm officially boycotting Applebee's. But we called. But check this out. We called Outback Steakhouse, who was right next door, and they accommodated us very well. We had a great time hanging out with the waiter. He kept coming over. The manager was sitting at the table when we got there, reserving the seat for us to make sure. And they only had three TVs there, and one of them was on Versus for the PBR. So thank you, Outback Steakhouse. And that led us into where we're going to go. We're looking to schedule a meetup right down there at that Outback. They're going to take care of the Make Nate fans that are going to come down and hang out. It's going to be a blast. So you guys stay tuned to that. But let's talk about some of this PBR action. First off, I've got to say, I personally loved the video footage. It was new video came across. I enjoyed camera angles, the way they were shooting the bull rides. I, for one, enjoyed that. I thought that that was a really cool thing. And not to mention audio, that being wired up, having these bull riders wired up, hearing those grunts, hearing what they have to go through to strain to get back over the center of those bulls, that was way, way too cool. I really enjoyed those. Those two things were what kept me watching the PBR last night, today as well. I mean, I just enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun, was it not?
It was. I definitely agree with you on the video footage. I liked the angles they got. It was a lot more exciting than watching it from where the audience normally watches it from.
Yeah, I agree. It was really cool. Okay. they're asking me about the hour and a half show. I scheduled that because we may actually go over just a little bit. It just depends. So I give myself that leeway. So just relax, Code. We're still scheduled for an hour, but you never know when we get to talking, especially myself.
I was going to say, you can tell how well he talks. I don't get a chance to get a word in edgewise very often.
That's right. And it doesn't change when I get off the phone or when I get off the shows either. So anyways, I really, like I said, I for one really did enjoy it. I do see that the point in there, Miss Cat, they do need to show more of the bulls after the rides. Yes, absolutely. I would definitely like to see a little bit more of that. I think that would be a really cool thing. Let's see. I see there's a lot of the fans in there that are agreeing with me. They really enjoyed the Wired for Sound. Having the bull riders mic'd up, you can hear what's going on there at the bucking shoots. You can hear the other cowboys talking. And I actually made a suggestion to the PBR watching their finals about that, that very same thing. I pointed that out and said I absolutely enjoy being able to hear more of that. And whether or not it was my advice that they took on it or not, hey, they listened to the fans and they made that happen. So, hey, I give the PBR a round of applause for that. I think it was a good thing. How about some of the rides? I know it was a tough weekend. You know, some of our guys, we did get to see Renato do a backflip. That was a great deal there. Our good buddy Austin Meyer took some shots. I think that was a rough weekend for him, but we know that he's going to bounce back. We know that Austin will bounce back. He did injure his arm yesterday, so for some of you that are wondering why he took a 70-point bull ride and not the re-ride, you know, he injured his arm yesterday getting bucked off. He knew he was not going to be in the short round. So taking 70 points and putting that towards your overall final, you know, that's a statistic that will stay there with him. And that will that will work. You know, that will help him out. So he was injured. He banged up his arm yesterday. Why take that risk on another bull? You know, he knew he was only going to get one. He got a ride. He got a score. Hey, take it and run with it. You know, it was a good deal. I think that he made the best decision on that. Yes, Valderon de Oliveira last night on super duty, a.k.a. Major Payne. You talk about a ride. That was, man, those killer bees, those guys, those Brazilians are just dominating. They really are. I mean, look how many of the Brazilians made rides this weekend. It was, you know, it was wild. I see that Ms. Helen's in there throwing in the comments, and you guys are great by throwing in these comments. We're going to try to get to all the comments that we can, but the scoring was bad. I did not, for one, get to see a lot of, like, individual bull scores. Part of that was because LEC was down all weekend, which was another really bad downfall for the PBR. You know, it was very hard for us to keep up and watch some of the stats that were coming in. The scoring was very delayed. They weren't very good with the scoring, and I will certainly agree with you there. That was certainly one of the bad points of this. You know, it's a work in progress. You know, this is the first one of the season. Granted, everybody had been looking forward to this for 2 months. You know, here's my thing. Okay? Yes, I will grant you, they had 2 months to work on this in the off season. But this is the first time that they've been able to go live and put everything that they worked on and during the off season into play for you, the fans. It's just one of those things. I see that Miss Cat is very not happy with some of the is that the bull name changes that you're referring to. That's up to the stock contractors. The stock contractors have the right to change those bull names, and that's what they've gone with. You know.
Things being changed because they're being bought by other owners.
Yes. Yeah. You'll notice that. I believe that was the case with Major Payne. You know, and I believe that's what got his name changed. You know, so that yeah. I do see in there. You know, yeah. You know, you want to be able to keep following these same bulls. You know, and the stock contractors.
Are all your favorite bulls?
It does. No, Gabby, you're right, and I apologize that you're actually not able to hear us there, and you're right on. We're going to go back and forth, you know. We're going to talk about different, but you're right. You know, and I see some of the remarks coming in the chat room right now about the dollars, about the sponsors, you know. Listen, you guys have got to understand something. We ran into this situation today, and, you know, I hope I didn't lose a Making Eight fan for this. But we have to clarify this deal, okay? What I saw on Twitter earlier today was the fans were upset with NBC for only giving an hour and a half broadcast. Listen, fans, please understand this. That had nothing to do with NBC. That had absolutely nothing to do with NBC. That had everything to do with the PBR buying the airtime to broadcast that event. Now, when you're talking about Versus channel versus an NBC channel, Versus is a satellite cable network channel. NBC is a local broadcasting channel. So they are trying to reach the fans that are on the local broadcasting channels to make them aware of what the PBR is about. Some of them may not watch Versus. So that's why they did that. And they are trying to get more coverage. Unfortunately, the higher dollars that it costs to broadcast on NBC, the sponsors have got to either step up to a 2 hour or 2.5 hour broadcast, or they have to accommodate any way they can, which is by giving it an hour and a half or an hour and a half broadcast and breaking it up. That what they did, you know, what you saw today were the highlight reels from the third or the fourth round. And then the coverage of the championship round. You know, that NBC is just trying to make the best out of that hour and a half. It was the PBR that has the responsibility to fork over the dollars if they're going to broadcast it on NBC. So you, the fans, have got to understand that. This was not something that NBC did wrong. And unfortunately, it's just the situation. I understand where the PBR was coming from. I agree with them. I think that they should broadcast on NBC, you know. And the fact of the matter is this. You guys have got to understand and be patient with them and realize the only way they're going to get the dollars is by their sponsors. And the only way they're going to get the sponsors to fork over the dollars is by filling the seats. That's going to be the bottom line. You've got to support the PBR, make it to make it possible. There is a PBR broadcast on Versus tonight, and you know it. I believe that they're going to be airing today's rounds in its entirety, so you will be able to go back and see the rounds. You know, there were some things that NBC could have done differently, but just remember, the PBR is doing the production for this. They are running the production, whether it's on NBC or Versus or, you know, the History Channel. It doesn't make a difference. PBR is doing the broadcasting for this, so that is an issue that they have to work on. Learning process. They made some changes over the off season. You got to give them an opportunity, their fans. You've got to give them an opportunity. That is my point of view on this. Now, we had some fans earlier today, and unfortunately, you know, got very turned off by the fact that we were trying to point that out to them. And it's a simple fact, you know. And the bottom line is this.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
That's where it is, Making Eight Maniacs. You know, comes down to this. You know, you guys want to know what is going on. And the bottom, you know, but you can't go putting everything on everybody else but the PBR. PBR is the one that made the decision to broadcast on NBC. They bought an hour and a half of airtime on NBC. It had nothing to do with NBC. They just allowed them to broadcast on that time. So that is my point of view. If we lose fans over that, hey, I am deeply sorry. The truth is, that's what it is, you know. What it's going to take for you, the Making Eight Maniacs PBR fans, to write very professional, constructive criticism to the PBR. You know, give them your advice. Let them have the opportunity to make those changes. But you can't go back and complain and complain and complain about everything. You know, you got to give them an opportunity. And I myself, like I said, I enjoyed video broadcast. Whether it was an hour and a half, whether it was only going to be an hour, you look at the PBR, you look at a rodeo. You know what happens with the rodeos, you know, anymore? The rodeos are only broadcasting for an hour long. They're only usually showing the short rounds during, you know, a lot of the stuff that ESPN covers with the rodeos. You know, it is what it is. And you know, for the PBR to have the opportunity and the funding to even be there on NBC says a lot for them. You know. So you got to look at it that way. You know, I mean, these guys are taken out from holding, you know, from broadcasting football games and doing their time. They're making adjustments because the PBR is forking over dollars to broadcast on those channels, and rightfully so. So whether it's an hour and a half or whether it's the 2 hours or 2.5 hours, you know, hey, we got to support the PBR. We've got to fill those seats in order to make those, you know, those changes and get the increased time on those channels.
Well, sure, so, I think was idea to put it on NBC because that gave them the opportunity to get people who don't normally watch it
right
over to see, because you're going to flip through those national channels a lot more than you are Versus for those people who aren't used to seeing the PBR, and you're going to catch a lot more people, which are going to bring a lot more PBR events around.
Exactly. Now, like I said, I myself personally, I'm going to give you a prime example there, fans. I do not have cable here at my house. I do not have way to watch it on Versus, but I could on NBC. Simple as that. You know, I had to go out last night to watch it, but I was able to sit at home and watch it today on NBC. So I was privileged to be able to watch it, and I thank the PBR for that. Yeah, that's right. You know, you see a lot of the comments coming in. Thanks, Matt, for posting those out there. You know, I think that I agree with you 100%. You know, it takes a lot of dollars to go in there, and it takes a lot from the sponsors, which is why you saw a lot of the commercials. Now, granted, nobody really cares for the commercials, you know, and they get very frustrated when that. Now, last night, my complaint with production of last night's event was during the short round, or during their intermission. Apparently, there were some delays there at the arena, which caused them to come in, talk for 2 minutes, and then take a commercial. Come in, talk for 2 minutes, and then take a commercial. That, to me, I think that could restructure that a little bit better. But that was just, you know, that's my opinion on it. Let's see. I'm trying to catch the question in here. You know, to be honest with you, Kat, I see your question in there, and there again, it comes down to dollar signs. The PBR, a lot of money to broadcast on NBC today, but they're still giving you coverage tonight on Versus, you know, still giving you an opportunity to watch it in its entirety. So, you know, I mean, they're paying more money to be able to broadcast it at those times. That's what it comes down to. It comes down to those times. You know,
it's
like
bidding for all those companies are bidding for airtime.
Exactly, exactly. You know, I see that the LEC not working for the most part was a really rough deal. It really was. I didn't see any of the scores or anything coming up through LEC both Friday and today. I don't know if it worked Saturday or not because we were out, but I really do. I think that was definitely a bit of struggle there. Let's see. Yes, I did. You know, from what I saw with the video, like I said, the video was absolutely. I love the camera angles, and I just love being able to hear. It makes me feel like I'm back there behind the buzzing chute. I kind of get an understanding. Or when a guy gets off and he's talking to a bullfighter, you know, hey, that's a good deal. But they better be prepared because you know that those guys cannot keep it clean 100% of the time. So you know that they're going to have to work and address those issues throughout the season as well.
One thing I know this weekend about watching the PBR was how they are. It reminded me of NASCAR. As soon as they come through that gate, they get handed the Rockstar drink.
Yeah, it really is. It's kind of going into that kind of feel. But hey, you know, if the sponsors are going to fork over some money into the PBR because the fans are not, due to the economy or whatever the case may be, you know, we got to take it for what it is, and we have to appreciate it. You know, Rockstar is there. They're forking over money. You know, they're giving these guys money to be able to put on the events that they are. You know, times are tough right about now. So for anybody to get a handle on some sponsors like that, you know, it makes it rough.
I just thought it was funny to watch it in the PBR.
Yeah, it
those
was.
Guys coming off of a bull, walking through the gate, and being handed a drink.
Yeah, for sure.
Drink,
now, I got to say something. I see a comment in there about Bullstock Media. They did do a good job of keeping us up to date. Now, they were behind on the eight ball when it came down to posts and things like that because we had the best source out there, Ms. Shannon, once again, doing a fantastic job. You know, I see the comment coming in. But anyways, my comment with Bullstock Media, they did do a good job, and I did enjoy seeing their pictures. However, my big issue with that was I understand that trying to protect the rights of those photos, you know, the athletes and things like that. However, you don't have to watermark them so excessively that you couldn't even see the pictures. And on the first day, that's what you got. I couldn't even see hardly any of those pictures because they were watermarked with the Bullstock Media logo on them so much, you know? I mean, come on. We all know that it's a Bullstock Media. They can find any of their pictures that have that on there. You know, I understand where they're coming from. I've been around the industry long enough. However, you know, this ain't my first rodeo either, and you got to give the fans something. And, I for one, just didn't care to see the Bullstock Media thing, so I didn't go back and watch the pictures. But that was just me. That's just my opinion on it. What do I know? I'm just one guy. you know, I know, you know, the issue coming in, Justin McKee, you know, is no longer there, I don't believe. I don't quote me on that, but I don't think that he's going to be back. I just don't know. Or at least he's going to be in a limited role. So we may see him out in California, you know, that type of thing. You know, they're trying new things. If there's something you didn't agree with, make sure you drop them an email and tell them. But do it professionally. Don't you know, chew them out. Don't be nasty with your language, you know. But send them a courtesy email to say, listen, after watching your broadcast, this is how I feel, you know. Let them know. Listen, trust me. And I see Ms. Katz posting there about there is a good way to market well, and there's a bad way. And, yeah, there is. And, you know, they've made some changes. You know, they've had some things that were out of their control that they've had to make adjustments to. They're working on it. So let's don't give up on the PBR. You know, and I know you're not, because you guys are there for the riders just like we are. And that's the bottom line. The bottom line is we know who won, you know. But, oh, my goodness. Yes, I see the comment coming in. Ms. Helen, thank you. That was one of my notes last night. Looked like John Madden out there on the video screen. I could have sworn that he was there. Oh, man, he was scribbling.
John Madden had an art down to it compared to Ty, though. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah, Ty was rough with that yellow pen, was he not? Oh, my gosh. It was crazy. We were laughing about it last night watching it, you know. He wasn't so crazy on it today. I think somebody may have pointed it out to him that, hey, you know, we didn't have audio last night, so I didn't get to really see much of it or hear much of it. But I will tell you this, the first thing I thought of was, oh, my God, John Madden up in the booth. So, yeah, he will. He'll eventually move on. It's a learning process. You know, it's a learning curve, and he's got an opportunity to play with it, and they want him to play with it. It's like us here at Making Eight, you know. We got new toys. You're going to see a lot of them this weekend, you know. It is what it is. Don't walk away from us. Please send us some feedback and tell us, you know. I mean, obviously this is their first event of 2011. They've got a huge, you know, budget compared to what Making Eight does. You know, and I appreciate the compliments out there about what Making Eight can do, and hopefully we don't let you fans down this whole week, you know, as we bring you broadcast of the IFR. So, you know, but please understand that if there's some things going on, you know, we're mobile, we have to readjust at every event, you know, that type of thing. So please bear with us. Send us some good feedback. We want to know what's going on with you guys. And we're very good at taking constructive criticism. But, yes, I see Ms. Barbara in there about that comment. Please, yeah, do send them emails, you know, but don't make it a harassing email. Don't make it a thing that, you know, you're going to do as far as harassment. But make it a constructive, if I can say it right, constructive criticism email. Be professional about it. But please let them do that. We do need PBR radio. I'm 100% behind you, Ms. Helen. I agree with you. Make it eight. We'll even work on trying to make that possible at some point if we can do that, you know. Make it eight, or, you know,
PBR.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's a good possibility, and we would love to be there for it. I see that each bull had a watermark on their rear end. It was kind of entertaining to watch. Like I said, I couldn't watch last Friday after I seen the pictures coming up and the watermarks. You know, I was pretty disappointed in that there were so many of those watermarks branded all over those pictures. But they were great to see, and they did do a good job at you know, taking some excellent photos. There were some really good shots. Let's see. Yes, Miss Sandy. How about Miss Sandy, her husband, Rodney, G Bucking Bull, in the lead, the best score in the fantasy all weekend long?
Oh, congratulations.
They won the week.
Very well.
No, I'm like, Sandy is number one, and we're like 1489. So, yeah, it wasn't pretty. But I'm going out there this week, and when we get to Oklahoma, I'm going to have Rodney sit down with me and go over my picks. I'm going to sit down with both of them at 2G. We're going to hang out at 2G Ranch.
I agree with Sandy. I'm sure it was all with her advice.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm cheering for Rodney. I think he did a great job. And I know, from what I understand, he was doing the Ben Jones happy dance today. But that kind of brings us into our next portion of the deal. Ben Jones, how about that cowboy? I'm telling you, the Aussie man was doing the happy dance all weekend long, rightfully so. I think he even busted out a few new moves. I mean, he was just cutting the rug out there.
He was better every day.
He was. Absolutely. But, you know, I mean, it's their first season back, too. But you talk about fired up on emotion. You talk about passionate about what he's doing. You saw it right there in his face. He was just so excited and overwhelmed. Man, Ben Jones, oh, I love that guy. He is definitely a fan favorite over here, that's for sure. And, man, we enjoyed watching him out there just cut a rug. But we did get to see that we got Renato backflip. And, you know, it was an exciting weekend. I enjoyed it. I thought it was really cool. The Brazilians are one to be reckoned with, though. There is no doubt about it. How about JB, though? That guy made some great rides this weekend. You know, scored an 80 3/4 last night. I give him a 10-point on the dismount. However, that concerns me. Hold on, Helen. Don't go to that part yet. You're going to jump ahead of me here. I think that JB did a fantastic job both last night, today, covering Big Tex. I mean, how about it? I think Big Tex had a really good out, and I think that JB really took it to him, you know, real aggressive and just rode the way he needed to. Absolutely. Ryan Dirt Eater coming back. Wow. I mean, it was really good. It was really nice to watch those guys. Don't go there. You're ahead of me. You know, I said I was going to talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly. Well, that Brendan and the Naked Cowboy part was the ugly. I'm telling you what. Oh, wow. That was something else. Absolutely was something else.
You know he's got to be dreading doing this show this week.
Yeah, and I don't know if Brendan – I don't have confirmation as to whether or not he's going to be doing the show this Wednesday. Hopefully we'll have to stay tuned to him and find out. I know that Making Eight's going to be busy with our broadcast out in Oklahoma, so hopefully we'll have time to catch it, you know. But I will tell you this. You guys go give him a hard time about his new mate, Naked Cowboy. That was great. I love it. Wow, Dave, I see that you are there, man. You know, I'm sorry, buddy. I tried calling him today, and I hadn't seen much from Cowboy Dave, and he is sick. So I hope you feel better, brother. I'm sorry that you're not feeling so well. Really am. We'll keep you in our prayers for sure. That does remind me, please continue to keep the Smets family in your prayers as well. Rob did lose his father earlier this week, and, you know, we want to continue to keep him in your prayers as well. It's a rough deal. Aaron Roy's brother involved in a serious accident, you know, I know that he was in very serious condition. Prayers for his family as well, so. We'll make it the prayer hour if we have to. That's why we're going to extend it if we have to. We'll sit back and we'll say some prayers for some of our fellow maniacs and as well as some of these families out there. Let's see. What else we got? No, that's for sure. Bouderon, 92 1/4 on Major Payne last night. Big time. Big, big time. You know, that guy just come out and was scoring 90-point rides all week long. But same with Ben Jones, you know. So congratulations to Valderon. Congratulations to Ben Jones, man. You know, he just really fired up the crowd and got everybody excited. I see that, Miss Cat. Thank you for informing us of that. I did not realize it's actually a moose accident. Wow. But, yes, absolutely. It was just a whole lot of fun watching the PBR. And it's good to see the Bull Riders back. You know, it's good to see our fans, you know, our friends that we've been able to talk with a little bit here in the off season. You know, we had Sean Willingham on board with us, and although he had a rough weekend, we know that he's going to head out there to California and go at it. These guys are actually going to be in Denver tomorrow night, Wednesday, and a 3-day deal out there. Talked to Matt West earlier today, who just hit the ground out there. So I know that a lot of these guys are actually going to be at the Touring Pro event down there. So make sure, if you haven't, that you guys try to tune in and check that out. I don't think it's going to be broadcasted, but, you know, make sure to stay up to date on Twitter and things like that as we check out some of the results. Let's see. What else is going on? Oh, happy birthday to JB. That's right. What a way for him to finish, too. I mean, he did do quite well today. I was pretty impressed with him, although that he got worked pretty hard there in the buck and shoots in the short round. Yes, Kat. He is. That's what I heard as well. That he is in a coma, and that's really good. So please you need to say prayers for heading out there, okay? One of the things that I do have to mention as well, guys, please, please make sure that you thank Buckers Now and Matt Owen. You know, I mean, I almost kind of sound like a prayer myself. You know, we got to thank Matt for the videos and the slides we're about to receive this week. Most definitely. He has been working, man, he has been working his tail off this weekend together and help make Nate get out there for this broadcast. So you guys are going to see a whole lot of good stuff. And we do have a happy birthday wish to Miss Emily as well. We know that she's one of our Making Eight maniacs and definitely want to say happy birthday to her. I'm not sure if she's in tonight, though. I'm not sure. She may just be one of the guests logged on. Let's say, what do you say we take as a short break here, Miss Kelly, and when we come back, we'll start talking some of the IFR this week.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Hey, don't go anywhere, Making Eight Maniacs. You're back on the rant. Of course, this next break is actually brought to you by CLG. That's right. Located at U.S. Rodeo Supply. You guys make sure to go check them out. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk some more bull riding, some more PBR, some more IPRA, a whole lot to talk about. Don't go anywhere, fans. You're listening to the Back on the Ranch show, Megan 8.
hey, look at me. Lock in. Crusher here has an extra deltoid muscle. It means he's got exponentially greater bucking propulsion. Now you lean back and you hang on. I'll be there.
Ooh, rodeo clowns are a lifesaver.
Rodeo clown? Yeah. No, I'm with the birthday party.
Hello, Timmy!
Oh, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night.
This is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.
All right, welcome back on the ranch right here with Makin8.com. That's right, your official voice of Buckers Now. And I'm telling you what, Making A Maniacs, if you guys have not got over, go over to Buckers Now, build you a little profile. You're going to be able to tune in. We've got a war room set up, the chat room, the video player. Everything is going to be right there for you. Make sure to get over and check it out. Tell Matt thank you for the work that he did in making that possible for us. We got to thank our sponsors. We've got several of them, Lazy J, Rodeo Safety 1. They're a part of Making 8. You guys are going to see them during the IFR week out there. But you're also going to see a lot of other things going on. And one of the cool things is Tuesday and Wednesday, we're going to be broadcasting the PBF, the Professional Bullfighters, in their competition, which is what kind of brought us into this whole commercial line. And, you know, I mean, we've got some guys out there. We've got a lot of guys out there that we've spoken with this week that are heading out that way. You guys are going to get to see them on Making 8 as we broadcast all weekend long. Now, I'm going to tell you kind of a little bit of how it's going to go, but before we get into it, let's take a caller right now. One of them is actually going to be at the IFR. You're going to get to see him fight. He's also been on the Making 8 lunch hour shows as well as the Back on the Ranch show. Mr. Jay Brainerd, how are you, buddy?
How you doing?
Oh, man, just rolling
in Oklahoma City, man.
I hear you, buddy. I hear you. Now, you actually just left the Gary LaFue Bull Riding School, and I know Anthony Moore put on a bullfighting clinic out there. You were able to spend some time and kind of tune up, get ready to go, man. Are you ready for this week?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready. I wasn't out there actually attending the school. I was actually working, helping them out, you know, pulling gates and everything and just doing whatever they needed done to try to, you know, make things run smoother. But it was a blast. Always learned a lot from Gary and always learned a lot about bullfighting from Anthony Moore. He's a great bullfighter and a great instructor. So.
Right on, man. Well, hey, you guys are getting ready to head to the Biltmore Hotel right now, aren't you?
Yeah. Yep. I just got into town, and I'm glad that ice and stuff hasn't hit here yet. I drove out of it. Back in Tahlequah, there's a bunch of ice, but yeah, I'm headed to the hotel. We're going to go get something to eat and talk about ripping some bulls' heads off, you know, Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah, no doubt, man. It's going to be crazy. We're going to have a lot of fun. Tuesday and Wednesday, man, you guys are going to be tearing up, but you're also going to be there through Friday. You're going to be in the specialty act performance too, aren't you?
Yes, sir. Yes. I'll be
right on, man.
One of the guys has asked me to help out with one of the acts, and it'll be my first clown act, I guess. But, you know, that's another buckle to take home right there, man. Got to try to win everything being all around cowboy.
No doubt, man, no doubt. Well, I'll tell you what, man, we're excited that we're going to be out there all week long bringing the footage. Know we're going to get to hang out with the old Jaybird. You know, we got to hang out. You know, that was a great road trip we had going to Texas. And, you know, now we get to meet up again here later on, you know, the beginning of the 2011 year and really hang out and have some fun, huh?
Oh, yeah. I think it's going to be a blast, and I'm looking forward to you guys being there and everything. And this year, it just seems like there's so many good things happening at the IFR this year. You know, so the PBF is sanctioning the sale and the protection competition, and then you guys coming out. I'm really, really looking forward to it. And my sponsor, Rank Bull, we actually have two teams entered, so I want to thank them for helping me get out here. And Ride Rank for a Cure is going to be sponsoring Carter Hall and Bobby Sims, and then Rank Bull will be, their team will be me and Ryan Mullins. So maybe we can
no doubt
leave there with first and second.
Yeah, for sure, man. That'd be really cool. And you know we're supporting you, man. We'll have to get you up there in the broadcast booth there a little bit in between rounds. You know, we'll get you to jump up there with us, man, put you on camera a little bit so our Making 8 fans know who you are.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Good deal, buddy. Good deal. Well, hey, listen, man, I know you guys have a lot of ice down that way, and we want to make sure y'all get down there safely. So we're going to let you know, bud, but looking forward to this weekend, man. And, you know, our fans are going to be able to tune in and watch you all week long.
All right, man. You give me a shout when you get in town, all right?
Got it, buddy. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right, later.
All right. All right, there, Making 8 Maniacs. That's right. Jay Brainerd himself. He's got a link to his website right there on making8.com. You can go over and check him out. Jay is also one of the featured members on Buckers Now, so y'all can go over and watch him as well. Great, young, talented kid. We're going to get to see him fight. Now, I see some of the comments were coming in about the IFR and somebody wanting some explanation as to what it is. The International Professional Rodeo Association, the IPRA, this is their final. Now, the IPRA has been around probably, I'll give you an example. This is the IFR 41. So they've been around for a long time. And, you know, they've been putting on finals there in Oklahoma City for quite some time. It's going to be a really good deal. They're just now getting involved with the television or the public broadcasting portion, and they invited Making 8 to come out and be the broadcast for the online. We have the exclusive video broadcast all week long there, Making 8 Maniacs. You talk about a fantastic deal, and we just put this thing together last Tuesday. We're still less than a week into it, making any contact with the IPRA to get involved with this. So we have got to thank them. We've got to thank our sponsors for coming together, CLG, Lazy J, and Rodeo Safety One. They've really put their heads together and come up with some great deals for us, and we sure appreciate every bit of their help. We made this deal happen. Buckers Now, U.S. Rodeo Supply, again, more of our sponsors that got behind us, more of our support group that helped make these things possible. You know, Humps and Horns is actually involved with us, helping support us while we're out there. We've got several of them here. The Biltmore Hotel out there in Oklahoma, it's going to be the host hotel for the event itself. We're going to see Tuesday and Wednesday they have a bucking sale going on. We are promoting the PBF during those 2 days. They're going to have 26 teams, 52 bullfighters. They're going to be two-man teams. They're going to be going out, rotating after every bull ride. They're going to be going in, and they're going to be judged on their ability to protection bullfight. This is a great opportunity for y'all to get a chance to watch a whole lot of bull riding all day Tuesday and Wednesday, as well as some rough stock. We're going to see some horses. We're going to see some saddle bronc and bareback out there a little bit. Going to see some good names rolling through there, there's no doubt. So you guys make sure to tune in to Making 8 or Buckers Now and catch all the action. Like I said, the chat room and everything, we've got a war room set up right there at Buckers Now, so you guys can go over there and watch all of that. Thursday, we've got a special, special treat we're going to be bringing you. We are going to have a ladies' luncheon that we are broadcasting live there as well. And we're going to be having Miss Elsie Frost, that's right, Lane Frost's mother, as our guest speaker. You talk about powerful. You guys are going to want to tune in Tuesday or Thursday. That's 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock Central Time. So don't miss out on that. Tuesday and Wednesday, our live broadcast start at 9 a.m. Central Time, and it will actually go till 7 o'clock, maybe later. Who knows? It's going to be an all-day broadcast. We're going to be cutting in, cutting out, throwing you some slides of the IFR, that type of thing. But our live video stream is going to be intermittently throughout the entire day. So don't miss Tuesday and Wednesdays. We've got some guests that are going to be joining us in the broadcast booth. Jay Brainerd, one of the bullfighters, is going to be joining us. Ross Hill, one of the other bullfighters, is going to be there joining us, you know. We've got several talented bullfighters that are going to be there. Some of them we're very proud to call our friends. And, you know, we're going to have a great time. So, like I said, Tuesday, Wednesday, go make sure to watch the archives if you're going to miss them there, Cody. Thursday, we're going to have the ladies' luncheon. It's going to be very powerful. Miss Elsie Frost there as the guest speaker. We're going to be broadcasting that online. It's all going to be through the same channel. Just go over to Buckers Now click over there. You can see it. Chat with us right there. Friday, we've got the announcers and the Specialty Act Showcase during the day. That starts at 1 o'clock Central Time. We're going to be bringing you that, followed by round one of the IFR Friday night. So stay tuned to that. It's going to be a wild one. Then Tuesday or Saturday, jumping over, that was Friday. Saturday we have two IFR events. Rounds two and three are going to be there, and we're going to be bringing it to you. That's right. You know, Miss Sandy said they're going to be meeting up with Carter Hall. Jim Lyles with Lazy J Rodeo is going to be out there. They're all going to be a part of us. We saw Carter out there in Vegas. We're going to get to see him again out here and actually get to see him bullfight. So it's going to be really cool to watch that. Y'all are not going to want to miss it. We're going to be on a plane tomorrow, so unfortunately we will have no lunch hour rodeo shows this week.
But I'll be looking forward to your tweets when you land of how that Florida cowboy is doing in that cold, cold, snowy weather.
Yes. We are definitely going into some very cold weather. I got a text this morning from Brett Weldon, a good friend of mine, who's also going to be joining us. Big-time PBR, PRCA announcer. He puts in big, bold captions, snow. And as you guys can tell, we had some guests lined up. Ross Hill is on the road right now heading to Oklahoma, going through some bad ice storms. Dusty Meyer, who we're going to get to see during the performances, we were hoping to have him on tonight. He's running into some bad weather as they're trying to haul bulls out there to Oklahoma. So we would much rather for them keep it on the road than try to take that time to talk to us. So we will get to see them all week long. Jay Breiner just pulling in there. It's going to be a lot of fun. I see the comment in there about the spandex and the long underwear.
He would not be ashamed to come on in that weather.
Hey, I'll wear pantyhose if somebody brings them out there, because I'm telling you, it's going to be downright cold. Ain't no doubt.
Let me tell you, Making Eight Maniacs, he lived in Pennsylvania with me for 2 years, and he was horrible up there when it would snow.
Now, you guys are mentioning jiggings. I have no idea what those are. What are those? Do you know?
I don't know what the jeggings are. The only thing I think of is what they're maybe leggings. I've heard of them called leggings.
Yeah, I don't know. You guys will have to inform me. Sandy, we're going to go hang out at the 2G Ranch Thursday. You bet it. Right after the broadcast, you guys can look forward to a lot of tweets as Miss Sandy is going to be joining us Tuesday and Wednesday out there at the Bucking Sale. We'll hopefully catch up with her and Rodney, and we are looking forward to that too. Wow, you talk about a lot of fun. I guess they're calling for a 40% chance of snow tonight, and the temperature drops through Tuesday. Oh.
Care of him for me while he's out there. Keep him in line. Smack him around for me a few times, okay?
Hey, don't be telling her that. I don't want to come back with bruises. Good Lord, you know? I'm not quite sure about the leggings thing. Jeans with leggings is leggings. Okay. Wow. But you won't see those on me. I can assure you that.
I remember the days I used to wear leggings.
Right.
Yeah. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, during the broadcast, we actually didn't get to see a whole lot of Flint, and that's a shame. I wish we could have seen more Flint out there this year, or at least this event, and hopefully they'll get it worked out. Like I said, it was their first weekend, you know. They're going to get better at it. They're going to get it going. Speaking of which, we're about out of time, and we got a whole lot of ironing, a whole lot of packing left to do. To get up at 5 o'clock. Yeah.
I'm going to go back to sleep.
Yeah, I hear you. It must be nice. I can't even sleep on the airplane. I've got
off before I go back to work, so I'm going to take advantage of it.
And I got to go straight to work. I mean, I'll be working on the airplane, setting stuff up for these broadcasts.
Thinking of you.
No, you won't. You'll be thinking about how quiet it is. Well, anyways, appreciate you taking jump on board with us, Miss Kelly. Obviously, next Sunday, we're not going to have a Back on the Ranch show, so it's going to be 2 weeks. We'll be back on the ranch, be able to sit back and talk, but we'll have some fun.
Yes, we will, hopefully.
As always.
And hopefully while you're out there, maybe Sandy can get you some papers and find us a place out there.
That's right. We're going to be house hunting out there in Oklahoma there, maniacs. Y'all stay tuned to that as well. All right there. We're going to let you go there, Miss Kelly. We actually got a caller on the line, so let's see if we can't jump on. 937, you're back on the ranch.
Hey, Scott. Hey, Making Eight Maniacs. How y'all doing?
Hey, we're doing great there, Cody. Tell me you're calling in for some cowboy logic.
Yes, sir. I figured, you know, might as well get it out of the way since you're getting ready to get off here, so. Alrighty. Never miss a chance to shut up. Well-timed silence has more eloquence than speech.
There you go. Good point, man. Good point. And I don't know if that, like I said, I don't know if today hurt me at all when I was talking to some of the fans and explaining to them about, you know, what it is that, you know, the issues with the broadcasting. Maybe I should have just taken that advice and just shut up.
You got to clarify the stuff, you know.
Exactly. You know, I mean, that's what it comes down to is hey, it's the truth, you know. And like I said earlier, this is just for you.
You can't handle the truth.
That's right, Mr. Cody. You know, that it is what it is, you know. I mean, some people can't handle the truth, you know, as much as they don't want to admit it. It is what it is. But, hey, listen, man, I appreciate the cowboy logic for the day. No Lunch Hour Radio shows this next week, but when we get back from Oklahoma, man, we got to have you back on board, and you've got some stuff we're going to talk about, right?
Oh, yeah, so Making Eight Maniacs, y'all better tune in for Tuesday's Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. You don't want to miss the news.
That's right. We got some good ones coming up. We got a good little contest, I think, that you are putting together, man. It's going to be fun, so the fans can stay tuned. But, all right, Cody, well, hey, listen, man, have a great week. Make sure to tune in when you can out there for the IFR.
Yeah. Hey, buddy, I got to get this in real quick. Cat Johnson just gave me a new nickname here, Cowboy Philosopher.
That's right. Cowboy Philosopher, no doubt.
Thanks,
Cat.
I appreciate
there,
that.
That's it. That's it. The Cowboy Philosopher has spoken with your cowboy logic for the day. Thank you, Cody. Appreciate you call, buddy.
Hey, anytime, buddy.
All right. There you have it there. PBR News for you, Mr. Cody Burleson, taking the time out to give you your cowboy logic for the day. And you know what? We did go a little overboard today. I appreciate everybody for tuning in. It's going to be a fantastic week. You guys make sure to get a grip with Buckers now. It starts 9 a.m. Central Time, 9 a.m. Central Time, Tuesday morning. That'll be our first broadcast. We're going to fill you in on what's going on. Make sure to get over there and thank Matt for the job that he did with us and help putting this thing together. U.S. Rodeo Supply, Buckers Now, Lazy J, Humps and Horns, CLG. I'm telling you, we put together some great sponsors in a week's time, and most of it is because of the work that Matt Owen did. So thank you, buddy. We certainly appreciate it. And you guys make sure to stay tuned to the iPhone. And the biggest thing is help promote it. Keep the word going. Tell everybody. Repost our comments about the IFR in our broadcast. You got to help us out there, Making Eight Maniacs. But that is going to do it for our show. Want to wish Cowboy Dave the best of luck in his recovery. Hopefully he's feeling a little bit better here soon. Until Tuesday, y'all get a grip with Making Eight.
I hear a lot of folks say, man, you're not quite right. You've been riding on that crazy side damn near all your life. Not about to change, but they don't understand the thrill of riding thunder, holding lightning in my hand. I look for rodeo nights, stage second highs, hot little cowgirls with them jeans real tight, music sounding loud, walking
Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8, it's a winner.